Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.
No, I think a while thinking, as I said, it's just a dream come true, I suppose. I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd be playing hurling with Killary in the month of December, but I was just delighted for everyone. Half time, we were under a bit of pressure, down 3 points. We had a stern talk until half time. We said to a man, we're probably getting out physical all over the pitch. They probably wanted a bit more than us. And I suppose in the second half, everyone kind of just stepped up to the plate, took a lot of responsibility from cornerbacks up. And I said, we got a vital goal there about 15 minutes ago to give us that small breathing space. But I'm just delighted for the village. Everyone's huge effort gone into it, so it's just great there.
Yeah, Peter, tell us about that goal in the 48 minutes that you put away.
It was just a matter of finishing. It was a great ball across. I think it was Will Fuhi. But games like this is tight margins. The goal was always going to be a huge score. Our defence did exceptionally well. I don't think they had really any goal chances in the second half. And then once we got the goal, we kind of just kept tipping point for point to stay ahead. But I know it was just absolutely brilliant. I'm delighted for everyone, management, supporters, players, good panel of players, 28 fellas down the field all year. It's just brilliant.
They were a tough side to play against physically, I think. Yeah. They look to be.
Yeah, I knew coming back here. We'd seen a few videos of them. They're a senior football side in Limerick, very physical side. Probably, as I said earlier on, they're probably out physical us all over the pitch really in the first half. So that's the second half. We played a two-man full forward line, trying to move the ball around, and I think it played dividend. As I said, it was just this time of year, it wasn't ever going to be a huge scoring game, so I suppose just getting the goal there 15 minutes ago really gave us that edge.
Do you think those two tough battles in the county final against Brian Dillon's Estouchy today?
They did stand to us. To be fair, the semi-final Butlerstown, I suppose we had a comfortable win in the end, and we knew today we were going to have to step it up, and I think we did in the second half. We weren't pleased with our first half performance. As I said, Jimmy Quilty had a few words just at half time, but I think the players responded, which just shows the character of this team. Everyone stepped up to the plate and really drove on the second half.
What were the conditions like to play in today, Peter, for this time of year, considering?
The pitch is in very good condition, to be fair. A bit greasy, all right, I suppose, which is always going to be the case. The ball isn't going to move as quick. Your first touch is going to have to be up to the speed of the game. As I always think, around October, hurling changes. It goes from a small, light game to big physical men. And I suppose, again, as I said, just the second half, even the small men stepped up to the plate, took the challenges. We got the freeze, we put them over. But that's just great for the village, great for Avondhu and Cork hurling in general to be still involved.
And you're flying the flag now for Cork hurling also, and football, of course. You're the last Cork team left now in these championships.
Yeah, we were made aware of that the other night. Again, I think we're out to 27th or 28th of January against Thomastown from Kilkenny. It's going to be obviously a very tough game, but we've 8 or 9 weeks now. We'll probably take 2 or 3 weeks off back to the new year, then we'll be down the field again. But as I said, it's just a dream come true. Never thought we'd be playing competitive hurling in the month of December and January with Killary.
It'll be a good Christmas in Killary, Peter.
Yeah, it will. We'll have a few days now to enjoy. I think I've worked in the morning, so I might have to start something out with that. But no, it's just great. It's absolutely brilliant.
Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.